Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Found one where a vehicle, it stopped, but it stopped in the middle of the crosswalk. It's kind of iffy, so I rejected it. We can reject for emergency vehicle coming through. If you're part of the funeral escort, that's all on here.
So this is PPD Officer Brad Budden. I've met Brad. I'm pretty sure I've met him a couple times, actually. Sometimes I forget. But he was the one who, I think he was the police officer on the motorcycle that was involved in that crash a couple of years ago. Remember, he was kind of injured from that. So that's why the name sticks in my head. He's one of the PPD officers who reviews the red light tickets. And it's kind of funny, you know, I guess people think alike. I had, we're going to have Brittany Sturgeon on today. We didn't have her on yesterday because Trump was speaking. She's filling in for Mike Wood this week for PPD. And I wanted to ask her questions about the red light camera program. And I called her yesterday afternoon. I said, hey, can we get somebody on from, you know, one of your officers who actually does the reviews? And she said, oh, that's funny because Channel 3 had asked for the same thing. Okay, well, I'll watch what they do. And I don't know if we're going to have Brad or somebody else on with her this morning at 7:35 or not. But I thought, oh, that's, I got what he said to them. So, you know, that's certainly useful. But yeah, the many different ways to disqualify the tickets. And that had been one question is with, what, 38 or so of the 1,500 being disqualified, about a 3% rate of disqualification. What were the criteria? You know, I mean, and things I have questions about, which is, are you disqualifying ones that are false positives, as in they aren't actually violations, or are you disqualifying ones that are actual violations, but they're kind of barely, you know, just barely? I hope that's the case. I mean, I hope for any of it. You know, I hope that it's both ones. I just hope that what I would hope is there are no false positives. That would be ideal, you know, because if you can learn that the machinery does it right, but that the humans are going to be a little bit more forgiving than the just machines would be, that would be, in my mind, the ideal. But, you know, we'll see. I'll find out more when I talk to her this morning.
Crosswalk is what we're worried about. Once you enter the crosswalk and the light turns red, you're good. Anything before the crosswalk and the light's red, you've ran a red light.
Because what people might wonder is, you know, what if you stop but over the line? Technically, you're in the intersection. And he says, well, what we're really looking for is you getting into the crosswalk. Oh, man, I hope there never comes a day where just having the front of your car parked in the crosswalk gets you a ticket. It is a violation. I do know. I have not the best habit in this regard.
So, is there something we need to talk about, Andrew?
No,
I mean, therapy's here.
I almost never have my car parked and stopped behind the line entirely at a light. I don't know why. I can't. It's unfixable.
You just can't plan ahead.
That's it. Whatever okay. You want to say. If you know, we're stopping at a stop sign. I mean, a lot of times, what you're supposed to do is you can't really see sometimes, you know, and so you pull. What you're supposed to do is complete stop before the white line, and then pull forward till you can see safely, and then proceed when you can see safely. I'll say that probably I, unlike any other driver in Pensacola, might not come to a full and complete stop. Might be over the white line. It's always before the intersection. But let's just say that this is one of those spirit of the law versus letter of the law kind of things. I'm not saying I treat it like it's a roundabout. But
oh, goodness. We're not even get started right on those.
So Channel 3 did what they do well, which is to go out on the street and talk to people. And this one, you know, this really did crack
me
up.
Time you see a red light camera, you just automatically look left and right. You slam on the brakes. You stop. It's just unsafe, in my opinion, personally.
How dare you stop on a red light? You silly people.
No, imagine that.
Now there is a truth to this, which is, and we've talked about it beforehand, and it's been talked about quite a bit, which is the trade-off in having the red light cameras is that you are going to decrease, or at least the theory is, you know, and it bears out in practice. Of course, we'll see what happens here based on the evidence. But you decrease the major collisions, the T-bones and the left turn head-ons and that kind of stuff, the offsets. You decrease the major collisions, but you are likely to increase the minor rear, you know, fender benders rear-ending somebody because they stop more quickly than you were expecting. I'll just say that if that happens, it's not their fault. almost every time, if you rear-end somebody, it is your fault. There are some very rare circumstances where that is not the case. But, you know, I mean, somebody runs, changes lanes right away, slams on the brakes, that's their fault. But generally speaking, if somebody slams on their brakes to stop and you hit them, that is your fault because you were following too close. Even if you think they're unjustified, you know, that's the way, that's kind of how that works. Again, if they're impeding traffic, it can be a charge if somebody, you know, deliberately slams on the brakes in order to make you hit them. But if they're doing it to avoid a red light, that's on you, brother. 437-1620, 437-1620. The Transgressors Memorial Service comes up next. We will find out who got canceled and why this week, and why was it Idris Elba, for example. Also, what's going to be in this week's denial kits? Fast becoming our favorite element of this. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still seeing some heavy fog on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 5, which is right before the Pine Forest exit. So just be aware of that. We've got heavy fog throughout the area in patchy places. So just some areas are better than others. But just slow down. Take your time. No high beams. I-10, I-110.
Did you say high beams?
High beams. High beams.
Beams. M or N? Which one are you saying?
I said the M.
Go on.
Okay. High beams. Beams. Turn those off if you have automatic high beams like I do in my car. So I had to make sure to turn that off. Anyway, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Cool beams.
Cool beams.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the National Football League, due to its decision to eliminate a vital end zone message from the field during Super Bowl licks. Super Bowl 59. Now, dear Otherin, I know you have watched with keen interest as we have gradually made the NFL kowtow to our demands, whether it's changing the name of the Washington Redskins to the Harmless Commanders or taking a don't-ask-don't-tell approach to players kneeling during the national anthem. Moreover, the NFL has allowed teams to turn their helmets into message boards sporting such important social lessons as stop hate, vote, Black Lives Matter, and say their stories as part of its Inspire Change initiative. In fact, we must celebrate the singing of the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, at the start of many events, including this weekend's championship game. But, and I hate to have to say it, there is a real problem. All season long, the powerful phrases It Takes All of Us and End Racism have been stenciled into the end zones of home games of participating teams. Unfortunately, the NFL has decided not to include End Racism in the end zone on the field of the Superdome. Instead, the message at that end will simply be Choose Love. And much as we appreciate Choose Love, it clearly implies that the admonition to End Racism is no longer needed. As if racism has already been solved and doesn't need to be fought with every spandex fiber of our social uniforms. How are we supposed to remind ourselves and our neighbors about the unremovable stain of modern racism and the threat it poses to harmony everywhere if all we see on the field is a bland message about choosing love instead of the poignant guiding instruction it is replacing? The biggest audience of the season, and you choose to stop preaching hate and division? To stop preaching against hate and division? Also, and I almost hate to say this since it's so obvious, but could there be a worse time to drop the end racism message than in the year when Kansas City, a team which persists in using the racist name Chiefs, stands on the verge of a historical third win in a row? The Chiefs can take the field, but end racism gets removed from it? What a terrible look. So in spite of all the other wonderful virtue signals the NFL sends on a regular basis, this one infraction has led us to the distasteful conclusion of canceling them this week. And let this serve as a stern reminder that hundreds of good deeds can be undone in a single moment of moral wavering. Never let your guard down or your tackle. For one never knoweth from whence the virtue police may cometh for thee. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the United States State Department, who this week enacted the terrible anti-inclusive guidance from President You-Know-Who to dismantle every last shred of justice for the transgender community. Following a pattern seen across U.S. government publications, the State Department actually shrank the holy acronym string on its websites, such as the ones giving guidance on international adoptions or travel restrictions for LGBTQI+ would-be parents or vacationers. Instead, the websites now simply have instructions for LGB travelers and LGB prospective parents. Transgender, queer or questioning, intersex and plus sexualities are now no longer officially recognized by the State Department. They've gone from being seen to being completely unseen. They have been invisibilized. They literally chopped the holy acronym string in half, ripping asunder the harmony of the happy people of the rainbow. Yes, the holy acronym string, that once glorious and ever-expanding sequence of letters, numbers, symbols, and punctuation marks, has been shrinkaged to a rather unholy mere acronym stub. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we do want to give our heartiest praise to the painfully handsome British actor Idris Elba, who recently proved well beyond our satisfaction that he's far more than just a mathematically perfect face. Addressing the epidemic of knife violence in Great Britain, Elba is promoting a documentary in which he says something needs to be done to solve this grave social threat.
The truth is that kitchen knives are perhaps 25% of the knives used in most of the terrible crimes. That's one of the stats in the films.
But if you're wondering how on earth knife violence can be solved, well, Elba has a very simple technological innovation in mind.
So kitchen knives, of course, it's very difficult. They're a domestic knife. I do think there is areas of innovation that we can do with kitchen knives. I hate to say it, not all kitchen knives need to have a point on them. That sounds like a crazy thing to say, but actually it would reduce. You know, you can still cut your food without the point on the knife.
That's right. A ban on the manufacture and sale of pointy knives is just the sort of blunt instrument that could make everyone safer. And it's a plan already endorsed by the Church of England, judges, and top trauma doctors and psychiatrists across Britain, all of whom recognize the obvious truth that knife control is the next evolution in our efforts to disarm dangerous people. Moreover, Elba says we need to look at whether to grand person in things like a heirloom sword, which does run the risk of allowing regular or even ninja swords in. But no worry, just introduce knife licenses to solve that problem.
But it is leaving a loophole for someone to carry a ninja sword. So let's ban them all, and if you have one of those knives, get a license for it. Simple as that.
Simple as that. But of course, our fear is that in a moment of passion, even the people who no longer possess pointy cutlery or ninja swords will nevertheless resort to other weapons of convenience. And so we are calling on the British government to establish a commission to study all sharp household goods for possible safety improvements. Obvious steps include replacing ordinary scissors with safety scissors, replacing all pencils with crayons, and ballpoint pens with safe, soft felt tips. It's also probably time to end the barbaric manufacture of the deadly toothpick. We probably need to ban drills, nails, and screwdrivers, and while we're at it, we should probably study mechanisms to reduce the very real danger posed by staples, thumbtacks, and paper cuts. Perhaps softer paper or using napkins to write on might help. Bluntly speaking, there are plenty of things the Brits can do to protect their citizens from themselves and each other. And yes, we recognize that even the most robust pointy knife ban and sword licensing scheme will not solve for all interpersonal violence, but that's okay. Always remember Pluffmeyer's dictum on irrational regulations. It is essential to make laws that make no sense because in requiring obedience to irrationality, we create a submissive and orderly populace. Yes, reason is our real enemy, and we must never overlook an opportunity to stifle it. So naturally, we are very eager to see what other cleaver suggestions Idris Elba might have in store for us in the soon-to-be-released documentary, Our Knife Crime Crisis. And we celebrate his efforts to make life less pointy and duller for all. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Before you leave, if you're still having trouble processing the pain and humiliation of the inauguration of President We Never Say His Name, we have a fresh batch of denial kits available for anyone who needs ongoing reassurance that everything at least has a chance of being okay. This week's soothing contents feature television shows exclusively depicting female presidents, so that you can continue to vividly picture the alternate universe promised by Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, but so far not yet made a reality. The kits include season 7 and 8 of the action series 24 featuring Cherry Jones as President Alison Taylor, all 7 seasons of Veep featuring Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Vice President and then President Selina Meyer, all 6 seasons of Madam Secretary with Taya Leone playing eventual President Elizabeth McCord, the one and only season of Commander-in-Chief featuring Gina Davis as President Mackenzie Allen, the also one and only season of State of Affairs featuring Alfre Woodard as President Constance Payton, and season 6 only of House of Cards featuring Robin Wright as President Claire Underwood. In fact, as I was preparing to order these DVDs for you, I suddenly was made aware that, sadly, we've been very, very effective in our campaign to normalize homosexuality through TV and movies, and yet we've been completely ineffective in those same efforts in dozens of films and television shows at getting the American people to elect a female president. A sad truth to have to recognize, but it only means we must try harder, perhaps by making it a level 3 thought crime to ever depict the American president as a man in TV or film. Morgan Freeman will simply have to find other work.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
628 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Level 3 thought crime.
You got to properly categorize the thought crime. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, all right. So I-10, I-110 are looking good. Just seeing some heavy fog around the Pine Forest 9 Mile exit on I-10 eastbound. So just be aware of that. That should burn off in a few hours. Let's see here. 98's looking good, along with Highway 90 going from Payson to Pensacola and vice versa. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, an Alabama death row inmate was executed last night, the state's first execution of 2025 and the fourth inmate to ever be put to death with nitrogen gas. That comes after Demetrius Frazier's attorneys exhausted all avenues of appeal in an attempt to get the scheduled execution delayed. Kanye West is asking President Trump to free Sean Diddy Combs. Combs remains behind bars awaiting trial after allegations of trafficking and sex abuse. West posted on X yesterday writing, "Free Puff," in all caps. He later appealed directly to President Trump, posting a request to, quote, "Please free my brother Puff."
I'm going to make this joke. It's not a good one, but I'm going to see if you get it. I think that request is sheer nonsense.
Oh, boy. Oh,
oh, yeah, boy. Okay.
It's a Grammys callback. Yeah. All right.
I like it. That was good.
Glad you got it, and I had to point out how terrible a joke it would be.
David, glad the news is next.
Literally anything but Andrew talking would be better. Oh, hey, I have tickets to Pensacon. Pensacon comes up a week from this weekend. Actually, you know, a week from today. Two tickets to caller number 6, 437-1620, 437-1620. I love Pensacon. I can't believe it's, this is the 12th one? That's amazing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Unions are suing the Trump administration over plans to cut 10,000 jobs, leaving just 290 people working at USAID, the main U.S. international aid agency.
The American Federation of Government Employees and the American Foreign Service Association say the Trump administration's created a global humanitarian crisis. President Trump has said USAID is being led by radical lunatics.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. The Senate votes 53-47 to confirm Russell Vogt as White House Budget Office Director.
All 47 Democrats protesting the nomination, holding the Senate floor throughout the previous night, calling Vogt the president's most dangerous nominee, citing his helping to write the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 policies, and outrage over the OMB releasing a since-rescinded memo last week to freeze funding for federal grants.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it is cloudy, a little bit foggy yet, 66 degrees in Pensacola this morning. A 36-year-old Pensacola man has died after crashing into a guardrail on Millville Road. That crash happened early this morning. FHP says the driver died at the scene, and they're currently looking for a passenger that's believed to have fled the scene without rendering aid or notifying law enforcement about the crash. Santa Rosa County schools have revised their calendar to make up for the 4 snow days caused by the snowpocalypse a few weeks ago. The 4 snow days would be made up March 24th, which was originally a planning day for teachers, and May 27th, 28th, and 29th. The 27th and 28th would be full days that were originally planned as half days. The 29th would be a half day. Under the revised calendar, final exams would be pushed back to May 22nd, 23rd, and the 27th. School Superintendent Dr. Karen Barber does say that the district has applied for a waiver from the State Department of Education. If that does end up getting approved, their calendar would revert back to the original calendar that they had. This year's Bands on the Beach schedule has been released. It all starts April 1st with Christy D and Bad Juju. The free concert series happens every Tuesday night through the end of October at the Casino Beach Pavilion. Well, it looks like another crowded field in the special election to replace District 3 State Representative Joel Rudman. 9 candidates qualified this week. Eight of those candidates, qualified as Republicans. The candidates include former Okaloosa County Commissioner Nathan Boyles, attorneys Hayden Hudson and Joshua Seek, Army veteran and veteran advocate Jamie Wells, Fire Commissioner Wade Merritt, Republican Club of Okaloosa President Rena McQuaig, J. Mayor Sean Owens. The only Democrat that qualified was Dondra Weiss. Rudman was forced to resign his seat to run for the District 1 congressional seat vacated by Matt Gaetz. Jimmy Patronis ended up running away with the vote in that primary. The primary for the District 3 State House seat will be held April 1st, the same day as the general election for the District 1 congressional seat. Now, sailors are out preparing for some upcoming regattas in Pensacola Bay. The GL52 Southern Series is holding races in March and April.
The talent on these boats and their disciplines from Olympics, offshore, inshore, different types of boats, you know, literally hundreds of different programs at this point they've raced on in their lives.
That's sailor Linda Lindquist, and she says the teams are a mix of professional and amateur sailors. The city is helping with the logistics for these regattas, including letting some of the sailors use facilities at the Port of Pensacola It's being held in partnership with the Satori Foundation. Governor DeSantis seems open to eliminating FEMA. DeSantis was in Tampa yesterday visiting the Florida State Fair and for the annual Governor's Luncheon. President Trump has proposed getting rid of FEMA. DeSantis thinks that that would make potentially make hurricane recovery quicker. He also said cutting the bureaucracy of FEMA would allow the money to go further in greater amounts. DeSantis also addressed DOGE and said Elon Musk, what he's doing is really good. He called it the first significant intrusion into the bureaucrats' aura of invincibility. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, actually, this morning. If you are on Highway 29, just south of West 9 Mile Road, headed toward I-10, you're going to see some minor delays just due to a little bit of congestion. Not really much to let you know about, but I wanted you to be aware. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the five.
Dense fog advisory in place for this morning. Fog will burn off as you go into the afternoon. High today near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62 with fog possible as you go into the overnight and into Saturday morning. For Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high near 73. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we do have 66 degrees in Pensacola. It is 67 in Gulf Breeze, 68 in Milton. Our next news is at 7 o'clock, and we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Today is Jobs Friday. Analysts are predicting 169,000 non-farm payrolls were added for January. This is down from the whopping 256,000 added in December. The unemployment rate is projected to stay at 4.1%, according to the Dow Jones Consensus. Breaking news, many databases from the U.S. Census Bureau appeared to be unavailable to the public yesterday, with users being told access was forbidden when attempting to download common data sets. Several data experts told CNBC that they were receiving the same error message on files that are routinely available. Roughly 10,000 grocery store workers across the Denver area have gone on strike, claiming unfair and illegal negotiating practices by King Soopers. The workers' union has been actively negotiating a new contract with the store chain. Futures are slightly higher ahead of jobs data later this morning. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 125, the NASDAQ gained 99. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Gen Z doesn't get a great rap all the time, right? You know, even millennials don't get a great rap. There's a lot of things for which they get blamed. Like, there's a story out that hiring managers are actually avoiding hiring new graduates because, you know, basically it's a whole generation of, it's like post-COVID cars, you know, just don't buy them. You know, like, I was actually talking about that with somebody the other day, and he said, yeah, the 21s, one of the problems with the 21s, a lot of them, or even the 22s, is that it was like the rush to get them produced after, you know, COVID was over, 22s even. And so there was low quality control. So they just got rushed out the door with missing parts. And, you know, like, so anyway, that's not the point. The point is that Gen Z, millennials, kind of have their own way of doing things. And TikTok is their way of doing things. Right. And so the entire culture of TikTok is very reinforcing to them. So I thought I would share with you something that is now on TikTok. It's not brand new on TikTok, but I stumbled across it recently, so here I am sharing. It's a TikTok account that will give you the Gen Z translation of famous Bible stories.
Joseph was just a chill guy who matched God's energy. For when the divine G created him, he made... Joseph was just a chill guy who matched God's energy. For when the divine G created him, he made sure to roll a nat 20. So Holy Jojo had immaculate riz, yet he always avoided the baddies.
So Divine Jojo had immaculate riz, so he always avoided the baddies. He'd roll a nat 20.
One day he met the pygmy girl for God, and they locked eyes.
That's Mary.
They caught feelings like with the 309 girl, but actually. So they entered the talking stage and found nothing but green flags. Joseph texted her, saying, "By the way, just so you know, I have a vow to keep my body count zero forever. To be honest, same. Twinning. No, because why is it always pass or smash? I know, right? Such a false dichotomy. 100% valid. Like, why is it never love and be loved? For real, though, I mean, isn't that the end goal anyway? Right, because it's not like we're gatekeeping our hearts. Based take. Not gonna lie, I'm feeling some kind of holy way about you, bae. Same. Let's get cuffed. Bet." And their holy love was so bussin' that they literally manifested love himself, and the holy fam became a triple threat.
Let's get cuffed, bet. And their holy love was so bussin'. Now, I know there's all different kinds of reaction to this. One reaction is, what in the hell are they talking about? I can barely even understand what he's saying. I feel you. I do. And then there's other people like, oh my God, they put my 17-year-old on the radio. So I want to share more. I listened to a whole bunch of these. Here's the story of Samson and Delilah. You ready? Told Gen Z style.
Samson was just a chill guy, but he had that dog in him. For even though he wasn't a gym bro, God told him on God, as long as you don't get a low taper fade, I'll make you OP to all your ops. Bro literally snapped a line in half like it was Link Lauren. And gave his ops a riddle like he was Bilbo Baggins. But they figured it out via sneaky link with his girl, so bro became a veritable menace. The spirit of God filled him, and bro just casually took out 30 ops running straight hands. So they said, nah, we ain't gonna let that slide. And they unalived his girl and her dad. But as they were glazing each other for taking the dub, bro had a holy crash out yet again. So he rounded up 300 foxes and tied torches to them and used them to burn all the ops crops to the ground.
It's a foreign language, right? It's a foreign language. Here's another. I don't know. I know they're hard to. I wish you would have recorded them just a little bit more clearly, a little bit more enunciation. But the slurring of speech is part of the problem in the way these things are often said. Here's Lazarus being raised from the dead, told in the style of the Gen Z TikTok account.
The Holy Host sent some real ones to Jesus, and they said, "Day one of asking you to come and clutch for your boy Lazarus, for someone mistook him for a subsidized liability CEO. But Jesus was just a chill guy, so he vibed with his bros for 3 to 5 business days." And then he pulled up to the function, but Martha, the sister of Lazarus, was a hot mess and said to him, "Bruh, my bro was unalived 4 days ago. If you were here, you could have manifested his healing." But he said, "Trust the divine algorithm." She said, "I know he will live his best life at the last day." But Jesus said, "I am the best life." When he saw Martha's harmonizing fan duet about Lazarus, Jesus wept. Mood. So Jesus pulled up to the tomb and slid into the top G's DM saying, "Father, I know you always read my DMs."
Pulled up to the top tomb and slid into his DMs.
So Jesus pulled up to the tomb and slid into the top G's DMs saying, "Father, I know you always read my DMs, but I'm showing them these receipts so they may see your aura." Then Jesus said, "Lazarus, uno reverse." At that point, Lazarus was unalived and emoted right out of the tomb. It was a core memory for the whole chapter.
Uno reverse. Oh, I don't. So, John, you're hearing this for the first time.
Yes.
Is it as funny to you as it was to me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because I feel like my son's talking to me.
Yes. Yes. Same. Skibbity. Anyway, so.
Lit in.
I can't say for sure whether this was begun as a parody and just embraced, or whether it was sincere as a way of reaching other people. The whole of it is so amazing. I'll play a couple more for you in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the phone. David Wayne is sitting over there beside himself. Because, David, you're younger than we are, but you're older than this. How are you taking all this?
Well, I felt like it was a foreign language, but it was funny.
You start to be able. It's like reading Shakespeare. You got to read a couple of chapters and then, you know, a couple of scenes, and then it starts to become the language you're using. You have to hear it enough to kind of sort of get into the rhythm of it a little bit. But anyway, I'm going to slide into some traffic DMs here with John Pickens. John.
Oh, well, I-10, I-1, Tanner flowing smoothly right now. If you're at the intersection of Highway 29 and 9 Mile, you're going to see some mild congestion delays. Also, just east, if you're on 98 east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, going to see some congestion delays through that construction. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I actually asked, I have a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, and the 20 and the 18 were in the kitchen the other day, and I literally asked them, "So what does skibbity mean?" And they laughed, and then they couldn't explain it. They said, "Just don't say it." Okay, fine, whatever. All right, oh, this one's kind of funny. This is the birth of Jesus, okay? Be looking for a descriptor of Mary here.
The holy V-cards were out here doing side quests, and they rolled up to Bethlehem for the census.
The holy V-cards were out here doing side quests.
What's the main mission?
The V-card.
The holy V-cards were out here doing side quests, and they rolled up to Bethlehem for the census. Even though they had to chill in a stable, it was super easy, barely an inconvenience. Suddenly, the pick-me girl for God had a child, and the main character spawned into the world. Then some biblically accurate angels pulled up to some shepherds vibing in the fields, and they dropped the most epic banger of all time, saying, "This is how you'll know the main character pulled up to the function." So the shepherds went to the stable to check the receipts and saw the short king with his lethal face card, along with some based kings from the east who saw it on their divine FYP, and they all said, "Bruh, we really got the King of Kings before GTA 6.
I got it before GTA 6.
All right, two more. Okay, two more. There's a bunch. The handle for this, I got to look it up while I'm playing this one, because somebody's asking me, what's the TikTok handle? Well, I don't want to promote TikTok. But anyway, this is the Lord's Prayer told Gen Z style. Hold on.
Sacred Blood taught the chat how to pray, saying, "When you need bread, don't look for the infinite bread glitch, for the top G is your father and knows how and when to come in clutch. But rather slide into his DMs like so. Our Father who art the top G, hallowed be thy vibe, thy W come. Thy crushing it be done on the streets as it is in heaven. Secure us this day our daily bag, and forgive us our L's, as we don't throw hands with those who do us dirt. and lead us not through the sus, but deliver us from the op of ops. For if you forgive others who do you dirty, God will forgive you for all the shade you've thrown. But if you demand God cancel others, he will hold you accountable to all your receipts.
We don't throw hands. Okay, all right. Last one, I promise. And if this is driving you crazy, welcome to the party. This is the Beatitudes, Sermon on the Mount, right? Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, blessed are those the peacemakers. Okay, all of that, right? Here goes.
Then Jesus entered his preaching ear and started streaming. When the chant filled up, he began to cook, saying, W to those who aren't thirsty for this men life, for they shall live their best life. W to those who take L's from this life, for they will receive an everlasting W. W to those who don't do others dirty, for they shall secure the eternal bag. W to those who want help best in God's vibe check, for he will say bet. W to those who don't cancel others, for they will not be canceled by the top G. W to those who have holy riz, for they shall pull the Holy Spirit. W to those who turn ops into bros, for they shall be called CEOs of peace. W to those who catch hands for being valid, for they will not be left unmet by God. W to you when the ops be kept in hard, and do you so very dirty because you're a fan. Trust you have crushed it and have the eternal devil. For so they treated the real ones bold. Chaz spammed W and said, go off, King, because his teachings went hard. Thus blood began to trend.
My favorite one was
W to those who don't cancel others, for they will not be canceled by the top G.
Bless
top G.
W to those who do not cancel others, for they will not be canceled by the top G. Jesus slid into the top G's DMs. All right, we're done. I won't inflict any more of this upon you. But I promised you I would look up the account so I could tell it to you if you want to go read them for yourself. Let's see, where is it? No, I don't have it. If you just look up Bible verses TikTok Gen Z, you'll probably find it somewhere or other. I was seeing if I could find out to actually tell you. I think it's called the Gospel. Yeah, the Gospel by Gen Z. Oh no, that's the book that they're putting out. Come on. What Gen Zer is going to read a book? All right. We're done. 652. Oh, these texts. I got a bunch of texts in on this. Let's see. What did I say? 437, 1620.
Someone sent in a website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then somebody says, and they don't, they, it's, let's see, where is this? This is complete blasphemy for those that want to have their own God, I guess. And then they wonder why they don't get hired for jobs. What's the account handle? I'm also beside myself. What are we listening to? Oh, genz.bible?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And I just looked it up. Is
that the right one? Okay. W to top G if TikTok is canceled today. Nice. Y'all are the best. All right. That's it. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Andrew McKay.
At Pennair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pennair Credit Union. Because at Pennair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pennair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pennair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Mozart Madness at the First Baptist Church of Pensacola. For tickets and more info, please see PensacolaSymphony.org. The 12th annual Kids and Critters Parade will take place Saturday in the Casino Beach parking lot across from Sidelines. It's the kids' chance to enjoy some Mardi Gras fun. See visitpensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Okay, so a not joke was, I would say, that suit is black. Not.
This suit is not black.
No, no, not has to be the end.
Okay.
Okay.
This suit is black, not.
This suit is black, not. It's 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report to you right now. But we're starting to see some delays if you're on 29 and 9 Mile at the intersection. That's both the north and southbound lanes there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I can't stop thinking about this whole Gen Z Bible thing. And you found the website. And you're I had somebody text me in that they actually use this in their Sunday school services. I think one day it might be part of a parallel Bible. You can have King James, New American Standard, NIV, and RSV, and then you can have the Gen Z. I mean, it fits right in, right? Yeah. Element OP. So this is the story of the disciples and Jesus on the Galilee Sea. So they woke him and just said, "Bruh, you just gonna let the storm cook?" So Jesus said to the storm, "Bro, chill." And the storm said, "Say less," and stopped vibing. you were gonna read some from the Genesis 1. Let's see. This is the announcement of the pregnancy to Joseph and Mary. An angel spilled this tea to Joseph in a dream, so Joseph woke Mary, and they took the holy child and ghosted their native country. Holy ghosted. All right, we'll move on. It's enough. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, if anybody else is as confused about this as me, I got some bad news for you. There's apparently not a Rosetta Stone course in Gen Z speak.
The Rosetta Stone is Gen Z friendly, not.
It's definitely an L. That's wow. For sure.
Yeah. They took an L?
Definitely took an L. President Trump has signed an executive order sanctioning the International Criminal Court, accusing them of targeting the U.S. and Israel. William Denslow says the court is condemning that move.
In a statement, the ICC says that the U.S. executive order seeks to harm its independent and impartial judicial work. It adds that the court will continue to provide justice and hope to millions of innocent victims of atrocities around the world.
That executive order was signed by President Trump yesterday. It includes financial sanctions and visa restrictions against ICC officials and their family members. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says the Army helicopter that collided with the plane in Washington, D.C. near Reagan Airport last week did have an advanced surveillance system on board, but it was turned off at the time of the crash. Cruz is the chairman of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, which was briefed by federal authorities about that collision. Yesterday, Cruz said the helicopter had turned off its advanced tracking system sometime before the crash, and that system does include a display that shows where other aircraft are in the vicinity.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go or who to work with, start at Frontier Motors. And here's why I say that, because you're going to see a good quality cars that are in A condition. That's all they buy to resell. And they're talking about cars that are, 10 to 50,000 miles a year to 4 years young. And they're going to warranty them to 10 years and 100,000 miles. So, you can count on it. It's good. It's like new car quality at used car prices is kind of the idea. And they will take care of you because, if they're turned. I mean, I don't know about you, but, I always feel like once I get done at a used car place, it's like, well, it's all on me. I hope I didn't make a big mistake. Frontier, even if there turns out to have been something wrong, they take care of you because they've got that warranty in place. And they will go out of their way to help because they don't want you to have that feeling. They want you to have the confidence that you can trust them. And I trust them. I mean, these folks are great. I've worked with them a bunch. We bought our car from them, and, I hope to be able to buy every car from them. They're just fantastic. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. I don't have time to get into all of this right now. Well, how about this one? Colombia's president, the president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, he says cocaine is no worse than whiskey. the only reason cocaine is illegal in the United States is because we're all racists. It comes from Latin America, and we're trying to keep the Hispanics down. It's illegal because it is made in Latin America, not because it's worse than whiskey. Who do you get paid by?